now? What do I call it now, yeah, or then?
Well, both.
They didn't have them then. We didn't.
Okay, well, what do you call it now?
Call it a couch. Okay. Call it a couch. All right.
That's all right.
I know.
You ever called anything else?
Sofa.
Okay. Now, is that the same thing as a couch, or is that different?
I assume it's the same thing. I wouldn't know. We just say couch and get through with it.
What do you have? What do people usually have in the bedroom when they to keep their clothes in? They just fold up the clothes and put them in the drawers there. What do you call that piece of furniture?
There's two different kinds, dresser and dressers with drawers and chest of drawers.
Okay, what's the difference?
Well, a chest of drawers is usually taller with a extra set of drawers,
mm-hmm,
one extra drawer maybe,
mm-hmm,
without a mirror. And a dresser usually has a mirror.
Okay. What do you call those things that are in front of windows and you pull them down to keep out the light? Like those?
Window shades.
Okay. And a little room off the bedroom that you hang your clothes up in would be a
closet.
Okay. And what do people used to use when they didn't have closets?
That's another question. A huge nail hung up behind, driven up behind the door, and they hung their clothes. People didn't used to have very many clothes.
Yeah.
Very few. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a minimum amount of clothes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I mean, well, farm, rural people.
Yeah.
And, you know, my father-in-law built a great big six-room house, and it didn't have one closet in it. Can you imagine that?
No.
And they hung their clothes behind the door on a nail.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I said that was the most foolish thing I ever saw. It was a big, nice house.
Uh-huh. Isn't that funny?
Had six big rooms and two great big porches across back and one across the back and front, and not a closet. Not even a pantry in the kitchen.
I guess they just weren't used to having it, so, you know, I just figured they'd.
And they, of course, they were clothes. Were put in the dresser drawers or trunks. Most of them had trunks.
Uh-huh. Did they ever have furniture, like a stand-up piece of furniture they could hang clothes in?
Wardrobe. My mother did, but I don't think my mother-in-law ever had one.
Uh-huh.
My mother and grandmother both had. I wish I had one of those wardrobes now.
Yeah, I do too.
No, they're long gone. You know, a lot of people didn't appreciate these old things, and now we wish we had them back.
Yeah, and they're selling them in antique stores for hundreds of dollars.
Oh, isn't it terrible? Some of the old junk that makes me sick to look at it.
I know.
Think of the things that we got rid of. We could have kept.
That's right. What would you call a room where you stored just odds and ends, just sort of threw things in there? What would you call a room like that?
I want to see. What did my grandmother call hers? I really can't remember. But we always say junk room here.
Okay.
Just junk room.
And if the house is...
Storeroom. I think she called hers storeroom.
Okay. If the house is dirty and you're going to have company, what would you have to do to the house? You say, gosh, the company can't come until I do what?
Straighten up a bit or something like that, I guess. That's all I used to ever have to do. I think I'd have to scrape now.
I know the feeling. I really do. What do you call that thing that you sweep with?
Broom.
Okay. Now, if there was a broom, say the broom was right there, okay, leaning right there, and this door was open here, so I couldn't see it, and you wanted me to get the broom, I couldn't see where it was, so how would you tell me where the broom was? What would you say to me?
Look behind the door.
Okay. If your clothes were dirty, to get your clothes ready to wear, you'd have to do the
laundry.